man. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, that, you know, that music.
That is generally the harbinger, you know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean?
The harbinger, it is the signal, the sign that something's going to...
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, yeah, it's generally the sign or the signal that the Dooleys are with us, and they are. Now, before we bring on Bobby and Steve, I want to... Well, what we got, the controversy here is that she's a... It is Badoo Directive 6?
Yeah, she has come out with Badoo Directive 6.
What is this all about?
Now, hold on. Before you start giving me the Badoo Directive 6, Badoo is what? Phil, we've been all through this. Badoo is what she is officially called by the homeowners there. She is the Badoo, okay?
And she got that name how?
She got it through the, what's his name?
Through Doug Danger shorthand, you know?
Yeah, it's like Bobby Dooley, Badoo. It's Badoo is shorthand for Bobby Dooley.
And she's the Badoo.
Hey, you know all of this, man. Don't pretend like you don't.
Okay, so she's the Badoo, and now she has directives.
Yes, she has directives because she feels... Bud, you have the...
Yeah, I've got it right in the notes. She feels she's been disrespected and disrespected, too, as the people drive by and they did not acknowledge the high rear end.
Now, the reason why she feels acknowledging her quote-unquote high rear end is important is because Bobby stays physically fit. She feels she's an example not just morally... And not just in terms of behavior, but also physically to the homeowners there. So she is, in her mind, a great homeowners association president, an exemplary mother and wife, as well as someone who's physically fit. And the symbol of that is the fact...
No, she just... The symbol of that is the fact that her rear end is taut, tight.
Yeah, and it's tight and high.
What are you looking at?
I'm looking at all three of you people. You're taking this stuff seriously.
Phil, this is the woman's world.
This is Homeowners Association, Phil. It's the Western Estate. What do you want us to do about it?
Yeah, it's her world. We're just looking at her high rear end.
Whatever.
Okay, all right. Bobby's going to come on with us. Ted Bell, I think, was scheduled. Ted Bell is filing a lawsuit. We'll hear more. Harvey Wyman will be on to talk about that.
What kind of lawsuit?
Well, he thinks that they're, speaking of the Dooleys, their Spookorama rips off Tatooine.
Oh, for Christ. Okay, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley from the Western Estates Homeowners Association joining us on line 5 here. And okay, so Bobby, tell me what's going on.
Oh, hi, Phil. Yeah, and thank you for having us on. Badoo Directive 6 is very straightforward and very simple, Phil. It simply says that I don't... Well, it's Mount Goblin, Steve.
Oh, those are the lyrics to Mount Goblin. Hold on, Mr. Henry.
We've got the... I wanted to sing Mount Goblin to you, Phil, as a way to cap off Badoo Directive 6, if I may.
I don't know what that is.
Okay, well, you'll find out.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Here it is. I know I'm not a dictator, and homeowners have this constitutional rights and everything like that, but my Badoo Directive 6 simply requires, and here's where we got confusion, Phil, it does is require homeowners, upon entering our main gate on King Kong Boulevard, where the topiary of my high, lifted rear end is, to look toward the HRE, nod, and then look straight ahead and proceed.
What is HRE?
High rear end.
Yeah, high rear end. What's up, people?
You had to ask that, huh?
I don't know, Bobby.
Now, Bobby, when you say they need to just look, what does that mean? Take a... They're acknowledging it.
Are you okay? This is not...
I'm fine, Bobby. I'm trying to hear your side of this. What are they doing?
When they pull up to the main security shack, look to the left at the high rear end, nod, and we want the eyes cast down, look straight ahead, move through.
Okay, Bobby, I got to ask you a question here.
And if you're going to say this is quasi-religious, Mr. Hendry, I checked it out with Reverend Sungrove, I checked it out with Father Lernerman, I checked it out with Rabbi Five, so I checked it out.
You checked it out in terms of what?
Whether it was obscene, or, more to the point, is it the worshiping of a false idol?
Well, that's where it starts to get a little creepy. When you have people looking at your rear end, nodding, and with the eyes cast down...
It's simply them acknowledging that I work very hard to keep Western Estates the top-notch gated community in all of Southern California.
Okay, and now, let's say I'm a homeowner, okay?
I know what you're going to say, Mr.
Well, hold on. Let's say I'm a homeowner. All right.
What are you going to say, Mr. Henry?
Yeah, we know what you're going to say.
All right, well, then let me say it anyway, if you don't mind.
Yeah, okay.
God.
Yeah.
I'm a homeowner. I pull up to the thing. I don't look at your rear end. I don't cast my eyes down.
Then you're going. Then you get a phone call.
Yeah, then you get the phone call.
Okay, what does that mean?
Well, what we do is we generally, I don't usually admit to this. We call the house and hang up.
Oh, you
What are you laughing at?
You call whose house?
Whoever the transgressor was, the people that don't, anybody that does not acknowledge the Badoo and the HRE of the Badoo, we call the house and hang up.
We call the house and hang up. We walk by, take pictures of the house.
All right, so what you're doing is you're intimidating people.
No, we're not.
I'm not going to do anything.
Yes, you are. You're trying to frighten people.
No, we are not.
Then why are you doing it?
Well, we're just saying, you know, I'll go to the door, I'll go, like Kathy Ramja, who lives over here in the buttercup phase. I went to her door, I said, Kathy, I noticed that you not only did not look at the HRE, but you just kept blathering away on the phone, and I want to know what's that about. Now, she said for me to mind my own business and get out of her house.
What did you do?
Nothing. We left. I mean, it's, you know, it's her, you know, Phil, it's her everlasting soul in a lot of ways.
Yes, it's whether, if she's going to meet her maker.
Wait, hold on. What are you talking about, everlasting soul?
I'm talking...
Wait a minute. Her everlasting soul.
Because if you disrespect people, don't that go against the Bible?
But what do you mean, don't it go against the Bible?
Don't it go against the Bible if you disrespect a person?
Yes or no, Mr. Henry? Don't it go against it?
I don't know, and I don't give a you-know-what, okay? Are you saying that if it goes against the Bible, then if they don't... In other words, not acknowledging your high rear end goes against the Bible?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Yeah, we're not saying that Bobby's God. We're not saying that Bobby's even Jesus or Mary Magdalena.
The Virgin Mary.
The Virgin Mary. We're saying, though, that by the high rear end, and we have people say that, see, by the high rear end, I'm happy to live at Western Estates.
That's what we have people, if they fail to acknowledge the rear end.
If they fail to acknowledge the rear end. Bobby, you're in some kind of an ego trip.
No, I am not. I checked this out with Dr. DeBloon, who is my... Dr. DeBloon, who's my therapist. He said that it sounded like a lot of fun. Go for it.
What is this guy? He's a doctor?
God, your voice, Phil. You went, what is this guy?
Hey, what are you talking about, Sandry?
My name isn't Soundry, it's Hendry.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about, is this guy your doctor?
He's a therapist.
And he said it sounds like a lot of fun, you demanding that people...
Mr. Henry, at the end of the day, our demands amount to this. Look at the rear end of the Badoo, lower your eyes, or you'll get the phone call.
Yeah, you'll get the phone call, and then we'll hang up on you.
All you guys are trying to do is intimidate and scare people.
No, we're not.
Yes, you are, because you're not following it up with anything, because you legally can't follow it up with anything. You know, somebody's going to sue you for harassment.
Oh, my God, how come?
All we're doing is calling them and hanging up.
I would recommend you stop doing that. If you see people who are not acknowledging the Badoo's high rear end,
God, you were reluctant to say anything. You were going to say the Badoo's high, stupid-looking ass.
No, I was not going to say that. I was going to use the word ass. Instead, I said the high rear end.
Well, it was going to be the HA, but...
We were going to call it the high ass. But then people thought but we were afraid that people would think that it was referring to me.
Yeah, Bobby being the high ass.
Yeah.
Bobby, it's hard for me to believe that you are serious half the time, some of these things you come up with.
We are an independent and original thinking homeowners association. We go the extra mile in improving the quality of life around here. And if we have a quasi-religious, or if you will, a quasi-spiritual symbol, a pagan, if you want to call it that, quasi-pagan symbol there at our main gate that we ask you to downcast your eyes and bow to, we are telling people this is a community, this is a quality community of people who respect
the Badoo. You tell me.
All right, there's Bobby Dooley. And
Adams Dooley, you went butch again.
Yeah, I worship the Badoo. Give me the phone, will you?
Sorry, Phil. I got very, very angry when I think about people not, you know, worshiping the Badoo.
Yeah, Bobby's going to sing the song.
I also have a song I want to sing.
All right, before you sing the song, I want to get this very clear. You and Steve have got this topiary that is sculpted to look like your rear end in a pair of what?
In a pair of capri pants, you know.
Okay. And people should turn and nod to it as a way of respecting all of the efforts that you make on behalf of Western Estates, including the physically good shape your body's in.
Yes.
Okay. And if people don't do that, you call their house and hang up.
Yeah. Yeah, see, even you're laughing.
Yeah, well, it is kind of stupid.
Well, that's what we do.
That's all we do is we call and hang up. Or sometimes they'll go, hello, and we'll go,
the Badoo.
Yeah, or we'll say, the Badoo has spoken, and then I'll hang up.
I bet you're going to get sued.
For what?
For harassing people, man. That probably scares some people.
Oh, they're fine.
All right, so you had a song?
Yes, well, this was a song that I had written. But it was not for broadcast, so I changed the words. It's about Mount Goblin, because you know, Phil, I've taken a lot of pictures up on the gob.
On Mount Goblin?
Yes. And the song goes like this. It's to the tune of Oh, Susanna. Well, I look at old Mount Goblin, and a tear comes to my eye. I should hope I do done live there well before the day I die. Oh, Mount Goblin, it's like at our first dance. My husband, Steve, first saw me, and a swelling formed in his pants. Yeah?
Yeah, what do you think of it, Mr. A?
Yeah, it's crude and stupid.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You're talking about Steve seeing you and getting an erection. Bobby, don't you understand that stuff is offensive for some people?
We're celebrating our... What about that?
We're celebrating our love, and you make fun of it.
Oh, give me a break. I hope I live on like at our first dance when a swelling appeared in his pants.
Yeah.
Exactly. If more people, more women, celebrated that initial, you know, that initial bulge that formed in a man's pants,
I gotta believe you guys are kidding.
Sort of. Now,
okay, Bobby, thank you very much. I hope you get sued.
What?
Bobby Dooley on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
This is Dr. Jim Sadler. I've not often been asked to do a promotion for the Phil Hendry Show Backstage Pass because I feel in some instances he has made fun of me and tries to act like the big shot, even though I'm his doctor and I've had my finger up his ass. What do you think about that?
Yeah, what do you do, doctor?
Yeah.
So I'll take it from here, okay? Well, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
No, you asked me to do it. I'm going to do it.
Yeah, let him do it.
Might as well let him do it, Phil.
I'm only kidding about that. I'm not a urologist. But Mr. Hendry has come to me from time to time about certain physical maladies, and some of them have been down there.
I'm telling you.
All right, I'm joking about that. Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, and you'll get 60,000 hours of great radio and great digital content, but you also hear the Dr. Jim Sadler Show, the times what I'm on Mr. Hendry's show, and different medical advice that I was able to disperse and disseminate among the Phil Hendry Show listeners. I'm Dr. Jim Sadler. My practice is in San Diego, and I've dealt with it all. I mean, every kind of drip.
Yeah, you sure have.
That's right. That's right. That's what I get. When I'm on Phil's show, when it goes off the air, I immediately start getting the phone calls from the Hendry audience. The drip, the Chinese itch, the Egyptian fever, the five-day trot.
Get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show and hear more from Dr. Jim Sadler and others. The Phil Hendry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.
Everybody, it's Ted Bell inviting you to come down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Get yourself a steak, get a Tedlet, get yourself the Ted House. That's right, the 36-ounce Porter Ted, or get yourself Baked Ted. Yeah.
Hey, Ted, Ted Bell joining us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from Ted's of Beverly Hills, one of our great sponsors. You're doing the Baked Ted?
We're doing Baked Ted. There's certain things that are on the menu. Baked Ted is one of them. I think we've got, what was the one that we had? Ted on the half shell. Some things that disturb me, but we're going to go ahead with them.
What disturbs you?
Well, I don't particularly like hearing people say, yeah, give me the big Ted, you know, and some people are looking at me.
Well, what are you afraid they're saying? Do you think it's crude?
You know, some people, yeah, big Ted. Like, it sounds like I'm taking it in the air.
Ted, watch it, man.
I'm sorry, did that go out?
Yes, that went out.
Oh, sorry, I apologize.
Okay, my understanding is, and I just talked to the Dooleys, that you, the Dooleys, in my opinion, already have themselves in hot water because they may get sued by their homeowners. Were you contemplating a suit?
Not so much. I want an explanation. I got my attorney in touch with your Mr. Warm. You know, my guy is Frank Gray, and Frank and Harvey have been going back and forth with phone calls about what this, the Dooleys with the Spookorama, you know, because we've been doing Tatooine now for about 6 years.
All right, Spookorama, you saying is similar?
I don't know. They're telling me that this is about them going into a guy's house and scaring people half to death. And if they don't scream, then they win a prize. And so far, everyone has screamed bloody murder. They're sneaking into houses, scaring people, you know, and so they don't have to give away a prize. And in the meantime, I'm over here at Ted's in Beverly Hills doing Tatooine. I'm screaming my guts out. I'm dressed as Dracula. I got fake blood come out of my fangs.
And no one gets scared, right?
Not yet, no.
So, and you're doing nothing but giving away dinners.
Yes, and so there's two things here. The Dooleys have got this, it's Spookorama that makes me look like a monkey on a chain, and then they got the fact that I'm still struggling with Tatooine to get people scared, even though the new thing I'm going to come out with, this Tatooine, I'm going to have fake skin, just like it was, like it's hanging off my face.
Well, who's doing that, a makeup artist?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we got Anita Tuzel.
She's a professional.
Hey, there you go. You better believe she's a professional. I'm going to come leaping out from behind that curtain with my face peeling off. And they also got some these red... You got those red contacts? Rudy's here. They got the red contacts, Mr. Henry. So Mr. Bell's eyes look just bugged out.
Yeah,
the red contacts is Chef Chedilia, Phil. The red contacts make his eyes go just bugged out and frightening, like his eyes are going to explode.
Yeah, okay. So we're playing to win here.
Okay, but what is the problem when it comes to the Dooleys?
Well, the Dooleys are over there making me look like a monkey on a vine as they're scaring hell out of everybody. And I'm over here trying to do my best, screaming, Dracula.
And you're not scaring anybody?
No, we're giving away nothing but 300 dinners last year. I'm going to tell you right now, Phil, I want to give away maybe tops this year, tops, 5 dinners.
Oh, you're going to have to really scare people, Ted.
Well, they've got skin peeling off. One of the other things that Anita's got up her sleeve is she's got like a fake hole in my throat, like you can see into my throat. She said she can do that, and she could also do it like there's blood coming out of my eyes, and there's a cleaver in my head.
Oh, well, Ted, you're pulling out the stops now.
You know, you better believe it, okay? She's got it so it'll look like I've got a meat cleaver driven through my head as I'm going, ah! Okay.
All right, but look, can I ask you something?
What?
Well, Ted, what vampire continues to want to suck blood even though he's got a meat cleaver in his head?
Yeah, I mean, at some point, the vampire is going to take the cleaver out.
Say that again?
At some point, the vampire will want to take out the cleaver.
Take out the cleaver? Boy, there's a joke there, Phil.
Yeah? What is it? It has to do with June Cleaver?
Yeah. At some point, the vampire is going to want to call June Cleaver and take her out. Oh, brother. Phil, it's Rudy. We're thinking it's the people won't have time to think about it.
They won't have time to think about it. They'll see this cleaver sticking out of his head. They'll see the fake skin that's fallen off, and then the red eyeballs. And people will see that, and they'll be going, ah, I'll have the fangs.
Let me tell you what. They'll be, excuse my language, Phil, but they'll be scared shitless.
Well, I mean, you were getting real serious with the Dooley success with Spookorama.
I was getting very serious because I feel that they got their idea from me.
Well, I think Spookorama's been going on longer than Tatooine.
Well, you know something? I'm going to make them prove that in court. But for the time being, all right, I'm not going to pull out the legal hatchet. I'm just going to have a more successful promotion, and I don't even know why I care.
Well, that's it. It's a homeowners association out in the valley. You're a big-time restaurant in Beverly Hills. Why do you care?
I don't know. Anybody that he looks seems as if they got a leg up on him, if you'll pardon the expression. What does that mean? Anyone that looks as if they've got a leg, they're hanging a leg up on you as if they're going to relieve themselves all over you, you get pissed off.
Well, wouldn't you?
I don't think everything is a threat.
Ted, like I said, it's a homeowners association. You're Ted Bell.
I am Ted Bell, and I don't need, you know, some PTO and some three-par putt-putt golf PTO little homeowners association out in West Hills or wherever the hell it is, coming up with a promotion where they're creeping into people's houses and scaring them into the grave.
Well, they're not doing that, but they are scaring people. But the big thing is they're also facing their own kind of legal challenge now.
Well, I would think so. They break it into people's homes?
No, she has a pass key.
What?
Yeah, that's what she's got, a pass key. Well, look, all right, so let's get back to Tatooine. Tatooine, coming up on Halloween night, you will be dressed as Dracula.
I'll not only dressed as Dracula, I'll have skin peeling off my face like I've just been in a fire. I'll have red contact lenses like my eyeballs are going to explode. I'm going to have a cleaver buried in my head. Okay, I'm going to have a lot of stuff, okay? And what was the other thing? You'd have a knife right through your crotch, right? Well, that's not. Well, we don't have any kids here, so it's. I guess it wouldn't matter. I'm going to have a knife, Phil, just stuck right in my crotch. You know, you would think about it. If you think about it, Phil, if a vampire attacked you, wouldn't you take a knife and try to stab it in the balls?
Because, all right, Ted, thank you very much. And
What did I stab it in the balls?
Thank you, Ted. I wish you the best of luck.
That basically, in Phil Henry speak, that means, Ted, why don't you dry up and blow away?
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it does not. I wish you the best.
You coming out here on Halloween?
If we're not working, yeah.
Well, I got to check the schedule.
We'll check the schedule. Yes, we will be out there.
Okay, because I'm gonna lay the Tatooine Dracula scream on you. I guarantee, Henry, you will run for your life when you see me lay that. I lay that on you. It's not scary now because it's on the phone, but in person, it'll scare you half to death. I guarantee that.
Okay, Ted, the best of luck, and we'll see you on Halloween night.
Okay, you're seeing
Ted Bell, folks, on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. You know, there's a lot going on there. Bobby Dooley's going to get sued for that high rear-end stuff. She's already in legal peril over the spookorama. Now here comes Ted, who thinks she's stealing the idea from him, which she isn't. Ted's, he's doubling down.
Yes, he is. He's doubling down with the makeup and the red eyeballs, a cleaver in his head, and a knife through his crotch.
Yeah, that's going to make everybody go, I don't know.
It's... He ought to just not do the promotion.
You don't understand. For Ted, he sees that as a defeat. If he just suspends the promotion, he's lost. He doesn't want to give away any dinners.
We'll see what happens. Ted Bell, the Dooleys, on Halloween. Oh, yeah. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Yeah.